know anybody listening. Quite a few threads back, someone asked if I would talk about my ideal man, or my ideal mate, I forget the exact words. I originally made notes for myself, but I guess I deleted them as I felt embarrassed. So I tried to remember things and typed down a few more notes to do this. This is the weirdest time to do this on Christmas Day, but I've been feeling kind of lonely, so maybe this will occupy my mind a bit, rather than focusing on other things. It's probably going to be long since I tried to think of different things. When it comes to personality, I really want a man who is sweet and kind, but firm when he needs to be, or wants to be, so he's not a complete pushover or anything. Patience is very important, because I am very timid. Someone who values loyalty and honesty is extremely important for any kind of relationship, not just romantically. A man who enjoys cuddling and snuggling would also be very nice. I think that would make me feel kind of safe. And this is something that I long for because I haven't really had a positive male figure growing up in my life. That might not be a good thing to mention. People are probably going to think I have daddy issues now. But I don't think I do. Rather, I'd like to look for a man I think would be a wonderful father figure, because I would like to have children and to create that ideal family that I wish I had growing up. And I sound kind of needy, I imagine, from saying something like that, but I also think it's important that he doesn't feel the need to be together 24/7, has his own alone time, certain hobbies that he alone enjoys. I think that's always a good thing for your relationship, to have your own things and not just have everything meld together into one thing you do together. That sounds weird the way I put it, but you understand what I'm saying, I'm sure. Other little things are, he doesn't do drugs, and he doesn't drink much, knows when to stop. He can handle his alcoholism, I mean. I don't mind if, you know, he drinks some. I don't drink much myself. In fact, this year is the first time I've really enjoyed alcohol in my life. I bought some peppermint schnapps at the store to use in hot cocoa, because I don't think that peppermint extract tastes very good. Yep. Oh goodness, what else? I hope that you guys can't hear me fiddling around with things. I tend to play with something in my hands when I'm talking and I'm nervous. Anyway, someone who likes animals and children, of course. Another one that I think would be a quality that I think would be very beneficial to me is someone who is slightly more outgoing. I am a homebody. With the way I grew up, I've been home a lot. So I think somebody who can get me out of the house a bit to enjoy other things that aren't yeah, gardening or doing something around the house, that would be a good thing to help me open up a bit more. But definitely not somebody who is outgoing to the point where they really enjoy going to parties and loud places. I just mean, like, maybe we can go to a museum or something calm. Someone who prefers being outside of the city and not directly in the middle of everything. I like having a bit more land, not being too close to people. being able to have a large garden. And I find that to be much better, especially if you want to have a family. I forgot, this is probably one of the most important things, but someone who can talk to me about their problems and knows I'll listen and be there for them. A lot of men are worried about others thinking they're weak for talking or needing that support, which is understandable, where even today people can be awful and judge them for showing weakness. And pretend I put quotations around the word weakness, because it's not a weakness. It makes me angry that some people can be so cruel to another when, well, especially someone you're supposed to love tries to share their feelings. The lack of empathy is very sad that a lot of people, you know, well, lack. That came out. I should have probably worded that better. I feel like this is going into more of a mini rant rather than talking about my ideal man at this point. Another important thing that sounds kind of silly is he enjoys video games a lot. Even though I have hobbies that don't seem to go along with video games, I am very, I feel like obsessed is a bad word to use, but I love video games. They have been kind of my support and in place of friends growing up. So I'm one of those people that, even though I am older, I never lost that love for games. I still enjoy most games that I end up playing. And to me, watching E3 is kind of like a Christmas event for me. And so it would be nice to watch something like that with a man and him to be just as excited as me. So yes, video games are a big deal with me. And when it comes to hobbies, it would be very nice if he had some kind of a hobby that was creative or artistic, not just consuming media. Since I am someone who is the same, it would be nice to have someone like that. My nervousness is getting to me. Now, the only other thing I can really mention is the superficial side of things. One thing that is kind of mean but also very important is a man who has a very pleasant voice. A voice that is very masculine. And I don't mean a man who sounds like he's been smoking a pack of cigarettes since he was 8 years old, but has a bit of a grumble to it, I suppose. It's hard to kind of talk about how a voice can sound pleasant. Just someone with a warm voice and sounds very kind but strong. Yeah, like I said, hard to figure that out, but when it comes to other things, it's kind of difficult, because I have found many men attractive that have different kinds of body shapes. Like, I've found some men to be very attractive who are overweight or skinny. There are a few things that I do like that stick out in the back of my head. I really like men who have rectangular faces rather than square, so they're a bit longer. Larger foreheads, I find that to be a very masculine quality. And I do like bushy eyebrows. In the end, what I want is just a man who appreciates me and respects me and treats me well. And by that I mean he adores me as much as I do him. He gives as much as he takes. He'll always have my back and support me the same way I want to do for him. I want to give myself to someone completely, and to just be that nurturing feminine half. That sounds... Never mind. Yeah, that's what I'd like.